80 degrees this week.
That's just
unbelievable.
That shows that different contingencies. So if they want to tie back.
There is. Okay. Welcome to the Thursday, May 2nd meeting in the Portland City Council. Council, please come to order. Call the roll, please, Carla.
Fish. Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Commissioner Fish is excused. And we have one item on the calendar. Would you read that, please?
Item 398, adopt spring supplemental budget changes to the fiscal year 2012-13 revised budget and make budget adjustments in various funds.
Mr. Scott.
Good afternoon. Andrew Scott with the City Budget Office, and with me is Claudio Camposano, our budget monitoring process coordinator. So today we're considering the spring supplemental budget for FY 2012-13. We had a work session on this last Tuesday, so I will be brief today. And again, I would refer to Exhibit 4 for most of this conversation, which is the general fund reconciliation sheet. And just as a reminder, in terms of the major general fund items that we're looking at in this bump, there is $588,309 of carryover recommended, program carryover recommended from the bureaus that are listed in that report. There's a little over $3 million of compensation set aside that the mayor has proposed in this bump for the bureaus of planning, fire, parks, and police. And then the one note there in terms of the police bureau's compensation set aside request, it has been reduced by $500,000 from their request, given the mayor's direction to the bureau to look for aggressively for ways to reduce overtime in the current fiscal year. To the extent they are not successful in hitting that $500,000 target, they may be back in the overexpenditure ordinance, but they're going to try very hard to make those overtime reductions. There's money, mid-year reduction coming back from the Bureau of Emergency Communication due to the savings in the 311 project. There are a number of technical adjustments, and I'm happy to explain those if council is interested, but they're sort of offsetting accounts in terms of other things that we're doing in this particular bump. And then finally, vacancy savings and exceptions, a net total of $480,238 was collected from bureaus as part of the vacancy savings. In total, then, there's actually $179,000 of savings in this bump, in general fund savings. That money will go back into unrestricted contingency. Unrestricted contingency stood at about $65,000. So with this addition, it will now stay at about $244,000 for the remainder of the fiscal year. Other things of note in the spring bump, the Bureau of Development Services has a request and included in here are 8 positions. As their workload continues to increase and their fee revenues increase, they've begun to staff up a little bit. And then finally, in the memo, we also include a list of non-general fund items. There's a table starting on page 2 of the memo and continuing on about a number of just different items. Again, mostly technical items in the spring that bureaus take care of in the spring bump. But again, we're happy to answer questions about those non-general fund items as well. With that, I will take questions.
There was council discussion about, remind me, did we resolve the question of the $25,000 carry forward in the Bureau of Environment?
I should have noted management. That, yes. The mayor's proposed bump does include the $25,000 carryover for the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Good. Further questions for Andrew and Claudio?
Andrew, there was one thing that caught my eye, 606 Parking Facilities Fund. $1.1 million reduction reflecting lower than anticipated garage revenues. Is that cause for concern?
When I
bring up Lisa Shaw, my transportation analyst.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shaw. Well, if it continues to be, if the Bureau continues to collect fewer revenues than they had anticipated, then yes. It would be a cause for concern. The revenues, I would like to emphasize, the revenues that have been collected in the garages, the city-owned Smart Park garages this year, they are definitely higher than this time last year. They are just less than what the Bureau had forecasted at the beginning of the year. And based on the higher forecast, the Bureau had intended to transfer more money into the operating fund and help that and have that help with general operations. Since they're not seeing such high revenues, then they have to, in order to balance, that's why they cannot transfer as much. I think it's something that the Bureau needs to be monitoring very closely.
Do they have any theories as to why the forecasts are off?
Well, it's definitely, they thought that there would be an increase once they had implemented, most of the garages now have the automated I don't know if you've parked in any of the smart parks in the last year, but they have this sort of more automated, so there's a reduction in potentially mishandling of cash or, you know, accounting errors. So they had anticipated things going up. I think that one area, and certainly I'm by no means an expert on the garages, but I know that there had been a reduction in the number of monthly parking permits that were issued, and to the extent that daily parkers have not necessarily backfilled those monthly parking, and it may take a little longer for that to happen. So that is one thing that I'm aware of. There could be other things that I don't know about.
Thanks.
Is there a reason yet to change our forecasted number for the future?
I think that they are making those adjustments for 13-14, and they'll be more cautious. That's my understanding.
Okay, that seems appropriate. Other questions for Andrew or Claudio or the team?
Well, if nobody can answer this question, I'll understand. But on the public safety GO bond, it mentions a savings of $2.75 million due to a delay in professional services contractors. I just wondered what that meant.
Sarah Lowe, City Budget Office. There are actually just some delays in procuring the integrator contractor for the radio systems project, which is funded by the GO bond funds. They're just better aligning the expenditures or the budget with the projected expenditures for this year. Mm-hmm. All of those funds will be transferred over into 13-14 and utilized next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions? And I know this is an emergency ordinance. Anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
And we are ready for a roll call.
Saltzman?
Well, good work to everybody in our budget office and elsewhere. Please to vote aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
Thank you for all the adjustments and for a very clear presentation. Aye.
Hales?
Well done. Thank you. Aye. And we're adjourned.
Wow. That was a speed bump.
Shooting for that record. No, it's really weird. We haven't had